Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tommy Tucker here at home, 7:46, 14 before 8. A lot of leaders have stepped up, and officials, I should say, have stepped up and shown what a true leader is, one of whom is Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you guys finding a way to physical distance, which I like a lot better than the phrase social distance, to maintain your physical distance, as you work, and how many people are working from home, et cetera? Because I notice when you have the press conference, as do a lot of people, you got the necessary space between you.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of lucky. Early when this happened, I went to Baton Rouge a couple times and talked to, you know, the medical professionals up there, and I could see how their office was. I mean, they had propped up open all the doors, and they were really sitting apart, and they were washing their hands, and I was like, okay, this is how you do this. So we did the same thing at the office. So certainly we're trying to get down to as minimal of a team as necessary, but I'm probably seeing the same 10 people every day all the time, and I think we're all trying to minimize our interaction with the public. You know, it's critical that all of us not get sick, because my fear is one of us gets sick, you know, the rest of us have to be quarantined. So, you know, that's sort of my thought process. You know, we elected officials like to be in public a lot and like to be meeting people. But right now, you know, I'm telling my team, try to just lay low, you know, in public. Now's not the time. And now's the time for all of us to stay safe. So, it's,
you know,
been busy, you know. It's like the hurricane that won't end, it seems like. That we, you know, yesterday one of my staff members was like, did the eye hit land yet? Because it's different. You know, a hurricane, you can kind of brace for the impact, and then you can move on and you can get to the next stage. And this is just like it just keeps going. But we will get through. And I tell you, Tommy, I have seen collaboration across all the sectors, you know, in what makes a community run, right? The school and the business and, you know, the nonprofit world and the government and big industry and small business. And you've seen collaboration across the board like never before. So it's the trying times that, you know, show you how you can shine, right? And I think that's what you're going to see from us.
Mm-hmm. What about businesses in Jefferson Parish? Because, again, you know, I understand that there are the biological aspects of this, but there's also a big economic aspect as well. At no point do you want to compromise safety or health for that, but is there a way to keep commerce going safely, and or are you just gonna take a hit, let's put it that way, and there's nothing you can do about it?
No. I mean, we, you know, I meet with our council a lot, and the council, you know, felt the same way. Is let's do whatever we can to help small business survive. So we just, and you'll probably start seeing it, and we need to push out that businesses, you know, it's like a post-Katrina world. If you have to print a sign and put it on the neutral ground to say that you're open, you know, like a campaign size sign, I think we said a 3x3 is the limit, put it up. I've instructed my inspectors, you know, if businesses have additional signage that they want to put up, do not write them any kind of enforcement measure. Just let businesses do whatever they need. You know, especially the small restaurants or the big restaurants, that they have a to-go family package and they want to put up another sign for that. So we are trying to ensure that they can do whatever they can to get through this time. And look, restaurants are a food source for us. I've always said that. You know, they're critical to us. The grocery stores are trying to keep up their inventory levels, and certainly they're working like never before. The restaurants help ease that and help calm our community that we are still trying to be as normal as we can in these very different, unprecedented times, you know. So, like I said, I have eaten out more than I normally do because I'm busy and I certainly don't have time to cook. So I've been picking up to go. So I've been eating well, better than, you know, if I would have cooked myself, certainly. So I just encourage everyone to, you know, to support your local restaurants. And, you know, I was sad to hear some of them have decided to close, and it might just be their own. You know, they just don't want to be in the public right now. But some of them are still trying to flip over to that to-go curbside pickup. And we want them to stay open. And so I'm asking everybody to support that.
You know, I've struggled with that because you mentioned a hurricane, and it's a lot worse than that because at least with a hurricane, you have a time frame, you have an intensity forecast. With this, really, we don't know, do we?
Well, if you, we do know. We do know what happens if we don't do it. And I know everybody talks about, you know, the differences between Italy and South Korea. So, you know, I'm kind of that nerd, that number person. And I looked at the Italy numbers. And, you know, they're frightening. You know, everybody has a different way of learning. And I tend to be someone who learns through data. And if you start looking at this week, you know, Italy comes into the week with 25,000 cases. But what that means is, and you know that 20% of every positive case is going to require some kind of medical attention, right? Either a hospital visit, a doctor's visit, even ICU care, critical care. 20% of positive, they believe that's the number. So you're coming into the week with 25,000 cases. And then every day, Italy, if they're not, when are they going to reach their peak? They're not reaching their peak. Monday was 3,200 cases. Tuesday was another 3,500 cases. You think, oh, my gosh, hopefully they're going to reach their peak. And then yesterday, or Wednesday, I should say, was 4,000 cases. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine every day adding on another 600 or 700 cases to push into the medical system, an already overwhelmed medical system? You're just pushing more by the hundreds every day. So that's staggering. That's impossible. And that's the fear. And we can see what happens when we don't do it. It's not like we have to guess. We can clearly see it. And so I think that is why you're seeing everybody who's looking at the modelings and studying this. Just, I know it's hard, but the aggressive measures just have to be taken so we don't end up to where we're just so overwhelmed that, you know, I don't even know how Italy's just handling it.
And along those lines, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're running out of time. Along those lines, have there been conversations with your staff about quarantining people in Jefferson Parish?
That's not happening now. And look, people use the word shelter in place. And I don't think that's, I know that's going around. A shelter in place is like, you know, under a active shooter situation or right. maybe a tornado situation where you're just staying at home until the government tells you to leave because you just have to literally shelter in place. Even the cities that are doing this, there are many essential reasons why you can leave your home, you know, to go to the grocery, to go visit a loved one, to go get pet food. It would never be like that. You know, I know there was a lot of rumors that the military was going to come down and be on everybody's block. Nothing of the sort.
Right.
It's just to, you know, and look, I don't think we even, the community is abiding by what we're asking. By and large, people are understanding the dangers that are out there if we don't do it. And I don't think there's a social distancing. I don't see big people gathering in Jefferson Parish. I think really people are starting to understand why this is necessary. And so I think everybody just needs to, you know, not worry about that kind of thing. And even if it gets to that, and I think we don't know if it's going to be there yet because we just don't know the level of community spread. We've only tested 900 people in the state, I think, as this morning. It was still 899. So I think the medical community doesn't know truly the level of how prevalent this is in the community. They've always suspected it's been there a lot, but we don't know because we don't have the test yet. Yes.
Finish, please, next week?
No, I think this next week you'll see a lot more test results coming out as commercial testing becomes available.
I hope we talk to you next week. Thank you so much for
your
time.
Tommy.
I know you're
Thank
busy.
You.
Stay well, and the nerds run the world. If not for nerds, I don't know where we'd be. Time for traffic now, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.